Come now, you rich, weep and wail over your impending miseries. James is very blunt about what will happen to us if we become so comfortable in our wealth that we believe we don't need God, so we stop seeking his kingdom. What obstacle does our money put before us, hindering our bringing God's love and compassion to others? Get rid of it. How? By investing in the incorruptible treasures of heaven so that God will then make us vessels of his mercy. And anyway, it's not our money. I'm Joe Galloway.